Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360 on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us on the program on Wisconsin's Morning News is the head of the team. Well, kind of, right? You can say that. The president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, boy, I know the game didn't turn out the way we wanted to on the scoreboard, but I was at the contest there Wednesday afternoon at AmFam. Holy cow, what a scene. A crowd of people, the atmosphere, that was incredible.
Felt like playoff baseball, didn't it? It was great. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we figured we'll let the Cubs win one. And
how nice.
You know, it's going to be a race to the finish. I think, you know, I don't see more than a couple of games separating us and the Cubs the rest of the way. So, you know, every game takes on, you know, more of that importance. So it's going to be a fun stretch.
I know you guys made a couple of trades yesterday ahead of the deadline. Always curious, how does that work? Like, when those guys come in, is there like an orientation they have to go through? Do they have to like meet with HR or get the key fob to the parking lot and all of that stuff?
There is a little bit onboarding. You know, our clubhouse folks and our and Dan Larea, who oversees all of team travel, would sort of meet with them and give them the lay down. And they're pretty good. I mean, I think they acclimate pretty quickly, and their teammates there to help. But they, yeah, sometimes they don't even know where the home clubhouse is. So
right.
You know, there's literally, you know, it's a little bit of onboarding, but they're excited to join the team, and we're excited to have them.
Got
to
be some quick turnaround too for the uniform staff. Got to get all of those ready. I mean, we may have one of the new guys in the lineup tonight. Not nearly as bad as in Minnesota, where that staff has to basically turn over half the roster, but still some quick work to be done on that front.
Yeah, I think these guys stay up late and get the uniforms ready, and you know, it's fun. This is part of the fun part about baseball is, you know, when you're acquiring players and you're making deals to improve a team. Yeah, the Twins are having a tough time, but you know, we've been there in the past, but right. It's always better when you're in the buy mode.
So you got the Nationals, we're in Washington for a few, then it's the Braves, and then back home a week from today, and that's a big homestand. You got the Mets, and you got the division rival Pirates in, and there's a lot going on. That Friday night game, that Cerveceros night.
Right, Cerveceros night. We've done this for like 22 straight years, and we'll have some special features, you know, it's Hispanics and baseball and some music and some retail. Then we've got the Yelich bobblehead on Saturday, August 9th, and then Mizorowski t-shirt on August 10th. So a lot of reasons to come out for the ballpark. Obviously, the Mets are a really good baseball team, and we know what happened in October. So they're a team to deal with, and it's going to be a great series.
Yeah, on Sunday also, I'm looking ahead to what you got coming up. For fans of T-shirts and fans of The Miz, a pretty good combo day on Sunday.
Yeah, so, you know, first 25,000 fans will get a special Miz T-shirt. I don't know what game he'll pitch at home, but I put in my request that all of his games be pitched at home. I don't think Matt Arnold and the baseball people want to necessarily agree to that, but I put in a request.
Okay. Hey, I also want to congratulate you, Rick, on the alumni home run derby that just went off. That it was phenomenal. I wasn't at the game, but got to watch it, and it was so much fun to watch. It was such a joy, and it just reminded me of that, because we see that you got another alumni coming in here for a Wall of Honor induction here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, John Axford is being inducted to the Wall of Honor on August 23. And yeah, it was great to see the players, and they just loved their experience in Milwaukee. And, you know, when we reached out to them earlier this year about this event, everybody wanted to come. So it sort of reflects well on, you know, their time here, the fans, the city, Doug Melvin and, you know, Ned Yost and Craig Counsell, all the good managers who saw these guys. So it's really fun to have them back, and seems like it's something we want to do again. And there's a lot of different ways to bring in alumni, and this was really fun to do.
Hey, I know it's going to be here before we know it, but August 24th, that's the Euchre Day, the celebration of life for Bob Euchre. How are the plannings going for that? As you've gotten closer, is that really starting to come together now?
Yeah, we've been planning this, you know, for months, and it's all ready to go. You know, the game is completely sold out. And it's going to be just a really incredible experience to have people who you know, touch Bob's life and who were impactful in Bob's life to be there and reminisce and honor him. And, you know, what a legacy of baseball and life that Bob brought to us. And this is just a small way to give the tribute back. And we miss him every day. So August 24th is going to be a very, you know, very touching, melancholy experience, and then these guys want to play well and play hard for Uke all year long.
Rick Schlesinger from the Milwaukee Brewers, your first place Milwaukee Brewers with the best record in baseball. Appreciate you, Rick.
Thank you.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.